And then I went to Kendall's. Well, there, I asked if I could be paid on a weekly basis. And she says yes. She paid me 13 shilling a week. But it was a huge house, stood in its own ground.
And what were you there? Were
you... I was just the same, general. What they called everybody that... In those days, you were either a parlour maid, housemaid, kitchen maid, or a general. And if you were a general, you'd done everything. Where parlour maids, kitchen maids, even the bedroom maids, just done those jobs, you see. But it was too boring for me that I wanted to do everything. And I went there, and I was a lot happier there, because there I had my own sitting room, leading off the kitchen, with my own radio. And I had my own bathroom and bedroom, away from the rest of the house, but it was still in the same house. And also, by then I'd met my husband, and at least she used to let him come into the kitchen when he called for me, you see, where before he used to have to wait the end of the road or somewhere, because Mrs. Buttridge would never let him come to the house. I think she thought it was a bit degrading, you see. The maid, young man coming, knocking on the door. But I was very happy. I stayed there till I got married, actually, at Kendall.
So they treated you very well.
Oh, yes, yes, they treated me very well. Yes. I had a lot more work to do, mind you.
What sort of thing?
There, I got 2 half-days instead of half-day and an evening. I did everything there, make their own bread and cake and all the meals. But she did have, the maid that was there previous to me had left to get married. She lived at Barwell, and she used to come back one morning a week to help me do the real bottoming of the house.